This week's shiur is being sponsored by Howie Bornstein, Zecher Nishmas Gittel Malka, Bas Rav Shabtai. Okay. Today we're going to talk about an interesting topic. The chalukim between other Rishon and other Sheni. But before we go into the chalukim between other Rishon and other Sheni, and the Machloikasim, and the Paiskim, first, I think it's best to inquire. I'm sure many aren't aware exactly where do we know when to be Ma'aber Shana? When does a year have 13 months, and when does a year have only 12 months? We know that Rav Goyim count the year from the sun, and every year by them it comes out to 365 days. The only ones who don't count by sun are the Jews and the Muslims. They count by the moon. by the Muslims, they're never Ma'aber Shana. But we are Ma'aber Shana. And the reason why Ma'aber Shana, it says in Parshas Bo'i, it says, Achodesh Azel Achem Rosh Chodashim. The moon is mischadish each chodesh. The sun, the same sun, 365 years, the same sun. There's no half sun. The moon is mischadish every month. It's mischadish again. The moon. It's covered. It gets smaller and smaller, and then it's covered completely. Then it starts again. It's mischadish every month. But the sun, you'll never find the sun is mischadish. The sun is the same thing like that 365 days a year. And the reason why we count from, from the moon. Because the sun never has a chiddush. And the moon months, if you count the whole year, it comes out, it's 354 days. So the difference between a sun month and a moon month is close to 11 days. To be exact, it comes out, it's 10 days, 21 hours, and 204 chalakim, which is about 10 minutes or something like that. And the reason why we Ma'aver Shana, why can't all the months be 12 months, and whatever comes out, comes out? Because it says in the Tanakh Darshan in Parshas Re'eh, Shemar is Chodesh Aviv, Ve'asita Pesach Hashem. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chof Chaf from Ma'av to Hashem, this Shemar Aviv Shal Tkufa Sheiya B'Chaydesh Nisan. When it comes to Nisan, she always come in a time when it starts spring. Chaydesh Shemar Aviv. And it says in Sifri also, Shemar is Chaydesh Aviv, Shemar is Chaydesh Asamech Aviv, Nei Aviv Yiv is Man. There should be at a certain time in the year. And it says again, the Sifri says, another says, Chodesh Aviv, Chodesh Shehu Kasha. Leicham, Leicain, it's not too hot, it's not too cold. Reizu Zanissen. It's like the springtime, right after winter. So in Mela, that's when always Pesach should come out. So we see Pesach has to always come out, this man Aviv. Chag HaSukkos, it says in Tarek Dasha, is the time when you gather up us and Gonchim Grecha. Chag HaShavuos is this man HaKotzer. So Mela, we have to count, since we count the moon months, so sometimes if we would not make Ibiyah, imagine Pesach will come out in the winter, and sometimes it'll come out in the middle of the summer. It depends, and that's talked by the Muslims, talked by them when they have their holidays, it works, sometimes when it's supposed to be sometimes the same holiday could be by them, could be in the middle of the winter, some in the middle of the summer. By us, we see we're getting out of it's too early to make Pesach. So then Ma'aber Shana, because our Pita Chateva, all the season, the weather and so on goes after the sun. So Mela Be'erich, every 3 years you have to make a Shana Muberes. So it should be 30 months then. So Pesach should come out this man Aviv, Sukkah should come out this man of Asif, and Shul should come this man of Kotzer. Imagine now, if today, now started the other Rishon. Imagine 6 weeks from now be Pesach with this type of weather. So that's why you always have to have Ibn Yah to, it's a certain amount of time so that Pesach shouldn't come out in the middle of winter. And if it keeps on happening, so on, it'll come out Pesach sometimes be in the middle of summer. So therefore, we have to, every number of years, you have to Ma'abid Hashanah. Also, you can't ask a kasha. You can't ask a kasha. You know, let's make every, instead of having 30 days or 29 and a half days for Jewish month, make it more. Let it be 32, 33 days. So Mela, you can be mashu with the sun. It'll come out, then everything will come out at the same time, the sun and the moon. You can't say that. Why? Because it says in Torah Geisha, in Pashas Boy, Achodesh Azel Lachem Rosh Chodashim Vishenu Lachem Lachosh Hashana. And the Gemara dashes out the Feyam and Aleph that Chodashim Shleim Atamayin Hashana. You need 4 months to count for a year. The Atamayin Yamin. You can't count days. So the Melan by Chodesh, every Chodesh comes out the moon is only there for 29 and a half days. And with certain amount of Chalakim. So the Melan, we cannot, you cannot make the month longer. It has to work with the moon, and each month is separate. And we see if it doesn't work out with that, with the Zvana Aviv, then we Ma'abed Hashana. Let me finish the whole idea, then I'll take questions. Also, Ken Asakasha, if you're very Maisif a Chaydesh, why are you Maisif Adar? Why the Adar, why make two Adars? Make two Cheshvan, two Kislev, why Dafka do we make two others? The reason is because we have to, of course, in time when the Kasha period, so it came out, you have to wait to other region to see, to look at what the climate is at that time, what the weather is at that time. If they saw that it's not Zman, it's not going to come out to work on Zman Aviv, then there might have a second other. So this should be Zman Aviv. So you can't tell if you start Cheshvan, what's going to be Adar, you won't be able to figure out exactly. But if you come to Adar now, it's right before Nisan, you can't be Ma'abed Nisan, so maybe you wait as late as possible, and then you can tell ahead what's going to be in the next few weeks, what's going to be, what the weather's going to be. So maybe you have to wait therefore there were only Maisif and other Chedesh only in Adar. If you do it, Bizman Mekadonim, as Kadmainim the Gemara says, that Bezer Goshalayim is the Ma'abed Hashanim. Of the time from Hillel Nasi was the son of Yehuda Nasi. He was Nesakin that all the Cheshbainis to Mekadish, to when you Kadish the Chadashim, when you Ma'abed Hashanim, that's going to come future until Bias Mashiach, Sikeno. And now we Samech on the Cheshbain that Yehuda Nasi made, that to use all the Cheshbainis today. So today, we're Maisiv in 19 years. Just remember this, in 19 years, we're Maisiv seven years. The third year, the sixth year, the eighth year, the 11th year, the 14th year, the 17th year, and 19th year. So most times it's 3 years apart, and sometimes it's 2 years apart. And that's how and when it comes in 19 years, then the time between the Zman and the Chalavana are mamish exact. That's how it works out. And maybe so we don't have problems with today with Ibn Chadashim. We have a calendar that's set up for us until Mashiach Tekena comes. So maybe we do all, we Ma'abed Hashanah at certain times. So after 19 years, the exact time, the Chalavana exactly, is exactly the same time. And every 19 years, it comes out, that's always the exact time.
What does that mean
exactly? What?
Every 19 years.
That's the sun of the moon. No. What it is that the sun month is 354. Month is 365.
Right.
So 11 years difference. So every year when you make Ibn Chodesh, it's not exact. If the 19 years, it's not much exact. It comes out, that it all starts all the same time.
So that the 354 hits.
Right. Every 19 years, right.
Why can't you make
Ibra Nisan? Huh? The Gemara says, once it's Nisan, you can make Ibra Nisan. Once it's too late, you can't. Moshe says even one man Yavah didn't. He said he made a mistake. Whatever it is, it came out of Nissan. Once it's Nissan, it's too late already. This is one of the reasons. Well, there is a reason. Because the Chodesh is every month is 39 and a half days with about 29 and a half days and about 3/4 of an hour. But a month is either 30 days or 31 days. So the discrepancy is between, you have this, the first you have this half a day, what do you do with it? Plus you have 3/4 of an hour. So to everything to be come at the same time, every 19 years, it's Chayza Chalila, it goes the same circle. And right, good.
Every 19 years, it's the same thing that when the sun rises at night, the next morning, when the moon rises that night, the next morning the sun rises, that's exactly what
right,
the
right,
time.
Right, yes. Right, yes. Alright. Any other questions on this? Okay, so I hope everyone understands. So that's where comes the whole Inyan of Tumah B'Shana. Okay, now, since we explain now the reason why Ma'av and Chodesh Adar, now we have to understand which is the Ikka. Is the first Adar the Ikka? Adar Rishon is the main one, Adar Sheni is the first one. And which one do you call Adar Stam? And which one you call Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni? And is it Naftarina Kamalachas? Which month do you do Purim? Which month do you Kaveh Yartzeit? Which month is the Shana Pshuta? When you make Bar Mitzvah, which order do you make Bar Mitzvah? If you was married in Shana Pshuta. So now, 13 years later, there's a leap year. When do you make the Mitzvah? The first Adar, the second Adar? What do you do with Gavi the Halachas, Hesper, and Tainis? So this is what we can discuss now. Once we determine that you have a Chodesh Adar, now we have to know which month is Ikka, which month is Ikka, which one is not so Ikka. So now we listen, there's Stiris and Sugyas. The Gemara, the Mishnah Megillah says, in the Avav on the base, Kara Sa Megillah, Ba'at Arishan, Nis'ab Rashana, Kari Maisa Barashani. They read, if they read the Megillah, and they found later that it was a Shana Mubaris, so Mela, they read again the Megillah, the second Adar. Ein Ben Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, there's no difference in the first Adar and the second Adar, Ela Kriya Samegillah, Umatana Savyainim. The Gemara over there, in Megillah, brings up Achoykes, Rav Lazar and Yaakov, Rav Shimon and Gamliel. Rav Lazar and Yaakov says, Kriya Samegillah, Umatana Savyainim, should be another Rishon. Should really be another Rishon. And the reason is because it says in the Megillah, it says, V'chol Shana V'shana. Ma Chol Shana V'shana, Adar Samach V'Shvat, Avkana Adar Shesamach V'Shvat. So, first comes Shvat, then comes Adar. So in Mela, it has to be something that's close. So since the first Adar Rishon is close to Shvat, and it says V'chol Shana, like every year, always a Shvat, always close to Adar. So in Mela, when it's a leap year, it's the first Adar is Ikka. And the second reason the Gemara says, according to Elazim Yaakov, the Eim Avim Al Mitzvah. There's a mitzvah, the mitzvah of Chanukah Purim. So, you should push off the second Adar, you should do it the first Adar. Those are two reasons mentioning Gemara, the reason for Elazim Yaakov. However, Shimon Galil argues, and he says, Kriya Samegillah, Umatan Savyainim, is by Adar Sheni. And he uses the same pasuk. He says, since it says, V'chol Shana V'shana, Ma Chol Shana V'shana, Adar Samach HaNissan, Afkan Adar Samach HaNissan. It has to be Adar that's close to Nissan. So Mela uses the second Adar. And another reason he says, that you Sanach, Sanach Gula Gula. Why? Because Purim and Pesach, one should follow each other. So Mela, since you have Purim and Pesach, so Mela, the Ikka is Adar Sheni. Mashmois in Gemara and in Taisis Mashma that we hold the Ikka is Adar Sheni. Why? The Gemara in Erechin and Daf Lamed Aleph on Beis brings down a Maisa. Someone owned two pieces of property, Bat Erechaima, and the Klal is like this. says in Tarek Daisha in the Gemara that if a person sold Batar Chayma and he wasn't garlic in the first year, that he can only be garlic in the first year. But Luitzur, the first year passes by, he's not garlic, then it stays with the one who bought it. The one who bought it stays from Laylon Vlad. Says the Shus Akanya Laylon Vlad. So the Gemara brings down a mice like this. One person sold his piece of property, but the Chaima, he sold it Tazvav Adar Rishon. And the second one sold it Rish Chaydesh Adar Sheni, the first day of Adar Sheni. The Gemara says, the one who sold it Adar Sheni, when it comes to a year, Rish Chaydesh Adar, the one who bought it keeps it. The girl didn't come and repossess it, buy back, then it stays from right on right. But let's say the one who sold it later, 2 weeks on other, in other region, it doesn't end until other, so Neva, he could still, the one who sold the property, the Bater Chayma, is allowed to be garbled. So Gemara is the Kasha. The Chayah, the first person who bought it, could tie it to the second person, I was able to use to be shamish of the house 2 weeks before you start using it. I already bought possession of the house, I'm a shchaydish, and you only took possession 15 days later. So I could have used this house 15 days more. I did use the house 15 days more. So why is yours, you're allowed to sell it, the one who sold it, can't buy it back when it comes to shchaydish, and by me, I have to wait till the 15th of the month. So the Gemara answers, at noches libura. So what does it mean? Rashi speaks out that you were nichnas in chaydish iba. So neva, you lost on the deal, because the iba chaydish is, we don't see that as the real month. It's only the second month, Adar Sheni. That's the main thing. That Adar Sheni is ikka, and since Adar Sheni is ikka, so then. You still have to wait 15 days before you can, and the one who sold the Bater Chayma can still have a chance to buy it back. This thing also, what's Mashi and Gemara, it's a foolish like this in Rashi and Rosh Hashanah. Rashi and Rosh Hashanah, that's your testament, they says, Yemei Adar Rishon, this is the Lashon of Rashi, Yemei Adar Rishon, She'aisai Aisim Iva Lashana. When you have the first Adar Rishon, that's the extra month they added on. That's not the real Adar. The month, it's only an added on month. And Sandy speaks out Taisus over there, and Rosh Hashanah Yud Tes and Beis, he says, HaRishon, Du Chaydesh Iba, Shein Taisus Al Shana. The extra month, the real month is the second Adar. But the month they added on, that's the first month of Adar. And Sandy speaks out Taisus in the Dorm, he says, the Chaydesh Iba, Adar Rishon, who the Chaydesh Iba Adar Rishon who? Loi Adar Sheni. Shemei Adar Rishon Shloshi Yayim. Adar Sheni Chavtas Yayim. Because you don't find, whenever there's an Adar throughout the years, Adar is on the Shoshana Pshuta is only 29 days. And even when there's two Adars, the second Adar is 29 days, and the first Adar is 30 days. So Mimela, you see the Ikka, Adar is Adar Sheni. And Sandy speaks out Taisus, adds on Taisus, that Megillah and Purim are second Adar. Because why? Because the first month is the Adar month. It's not the real Adar. That's why we have Megillah and Purim the second month. So it comes out according to Taisus and Rashi and from the Gemara and Erechim that the Ikka is a second Adar. And like this speaks out the Mechaba in Erechayim, Tofer, Sadek Zayin, Sif Aleph. He passed from Shimon and Galil. The Ikka is Adar Sheni. So all purple, and that's how we talk to do today. The Ikka is Adar Sheni. Just the only problem is, there's a Gemara not like that. The Gemara in the Dharam, and this is before Shemaine Sakasha, that the series of Sugis. The Gemara in the Dharam, that from Gimel Amar Al says, is Mashu not like that. The Gemara is the Machlokes, by the Dharam and Shtaris. When you write a Shtar, on Adar, so which month, it's called Stam Adar, and which is which is not called the Stam Adar. So the Gemara says, being Machlokes Rameh says that Adar, when you write the Shtar, when it comes Adar Sheni, you just write Stam Adar. That's what Rameh holds. If Yehuda argues and he says that Stam Adar is the first Adar, and Ramah in Arachayim in Siman Tov Chav Zayin, he passed him like Yehuda. So Rameh, what he says, as the Ramah says, when you Ma'aber Shana, when you write Adar Rishon, you write Stam, because that's Ika, and Adar Sheni, then you write Adar Sheni. And the Mishmur says also in Yevorcha Chodesh, in Yevorcha Chodesh, in Shul, when it comes to the first Adar, really you say Rosh Chodesh Adar, and then the second Adar you say Adar Sheni. The Mishmur adds on the Maskaras Achreinim that says the same words. When it comes to Adar Rishon, you say Adar Rishon. Come Adar Sheni, say Adar Sheni. But Mika Adin, when it comes to first Adar, you don't have to say Adar Rishon. All you have to do is say is Adar, because that's Ika. So Chaya, so you see clear from here, from the Shulchan Aruch of the Gemara, that Ika is the Adar Rishon. And same thing, Paskins, Ramah, in Eben Ezra, in Siman Kuf Chavav to Zion, when you write a get. And if you write, it's Adar Rishon, you're writing the get. You write other when it comes other Rishon, if you didn't write other Rishon, you wrote other Stam, the get is still kosher. But let's say in the second other, you didn't write other Hasheni, then the get is posel. So you see again, the Ike is the first other. The Ike then, first other is first other. And sentence Oiske Paskin, and Chosher Mishpat, and Simem Hey, Sifchav Ches. The Stam other is Shtar, when you write a Shtar, By Shonu Mubaris, the other Rishon, you write Stam other, by the other Rishon. Chabas says it clear like that. So again, you see, the Mechabas seems to hold, and by it comes Adar Sheni, then you write Adar Sheni. So you see again, the Mechabas in Choshen Mishpat says, the Ike is the first Adar. So Chor is a steer between the two sugyas. From the Gemara Megillah, we accept Maskana, is this Ike is Adar Sheni, and we pass them like of Shimon Maril. So maybe that's why I make Purim and Adar Sheni. And that's how Mechabin and Tofer says Zayin, Paskins like that. However, the Gemara Darim, I say the Shtaris in the Darim, the Ike is Adar Rishon and not Adar Sheni. And like we said, mentioned, the Mechabin says in Shim Tofer, the Ramah says in Tofer of Zayin, in Archaim, the Ramah in Ebenezer Kuf Chavav, in Chashmish with Sim Memhei, the Ike is Adar Rishon. So Chay is a series in Sugyas. This Kasha, the Tumim is. The Tumim in Choshe Mishpat in Simim Mem Gimel Simim Gimel Sifkan Chav Ches, he says the Teres like this. Nemes is no Stira in Sugis. No Stira. He says like this. That there's a Chilek between Vadet Purim is always Adar Sheni. And Adar Sheni is always the Ikka. However, by Shtaris, Stam Adar is Adar Rishon. Why? Because the halacha is, the Gemara says, like I mentioned before, that you used to ma'ab the Shana. So you allowed to ma'ab the Shana anytime came Adar until the 29th day Adar. Nisan was too late, like we said before. You had until 29 days. So when they wrote a Shtar, in the olden times, before they were ma'ab a Pirida, when they ma'ab the they didn't know the ma'ab, they had 29 days to ma'ab the Adar. If they do the first day of Adar, or they go to the 29th day, they come Adar. So when they wrote the Shtar, they couldn't write the Adar Rishon, because they know it was Adar Sheni. They couldn't write Adar Sheni, they couldn't write any, so they wrote Adar Stam. So by Shtar, you had no Beira, you had to write Stam Adar. You write Stam Adar. You have to write Stam Adar. Even by Shonu and Beres, because they didn't want, could be the one Ma'abar the Chodesh yet. And if they write Adar Rishon on it, then a whole Rechuba will come out from it, and all the stories. So Mela, they said Adar Rishon, you write only Adar Stam. And by Nedarim, you go Lashem Bnei Adam. And by Lashem Bnei Adam, Stam is like Shtaris, that Stam is only the Adar Rishon is the Adar Stam. That's what the Tumim says.
Chazer, again, how did they know thousands of years ago that there was going to be an Adar Sheni?
The reason is, when they saw it's still middle of winter. And there's no chance that Pesach will be Aviv, will be
just by the weather?
By the weather, right, yes.
And if it was a nice February back then, the nice old days, they could make
didn't they look by the crops to see what was coming up?
I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know about crops. I don't know this. This is what the market says.
If it was a nice outdoor market, it would be 10 months later. They might have skipped the second one, you say.
Right, yes.
Couldn't they couldn't tell by the goyim?
Didn't they come out of the
field? By what?
By the goyim, where they were holding?
No, you couldn't tell by that. Right. That's what the Tumah says. However, some says in the Tshuva, in a Chayim, Simen Kuf Samach Gimel, he argues on the Tumim, and he asks on him, Yoch Shash, he says, that they're afraid that the stories, when they start writing the stories, they're afraid that by the end of the month they might be out of the Shana, so in all the, he says there's an answer for that. You don't have to chashu that chash. Why? Because if they saw at the end of the month they're out of the year, so all the marvels can go to Bezin, and Bezin will fix up the star, and the writer of Adarishim. So therefore, the Chassam says there's another reason, which is not Negeos. So he argues on the Svar of the Tumim. But the Maisa, even according to Chassam Sefer, even though he's Matka the Tumim, but the Svar of the Tumim, everyone holds the Tumim. That by Dorn and Storis and by Gittin, Tumim, you always go by the Lash of Neadam. And Ik is Adarishim. But the Almighty, when it comes to mitzvahs, by Megillah, Purim, the Ikkas are the Sheni, for different reasons, like we mentioned before, because the positive called Shana Rishana, that's the Shana is called Sinisin, or because of Samech, one Gula to another Gula, so in Mela, the Ikka, the Dina we hold, is, when it comes to mitzvahs, Ikka is the second other. Comes to Shars, things in the Gea, Shars, and the Dharam, then we go, the Ikka is the first other. Well, that's the next thing. Going step by step. Now we took care of the Dharam, we took care of Shtaris, we took care of Purim and so on. Now what do you do with the other side? What do you do with the other side? What do you do by the other side? If someone dies on a regular other pshuta, he died in it's a kamishayla. Person died on other pshuta. And now, when you commit your side, when you have an, and when do you fast? A lot of people are knowing to fast. A lot of, the Shekhana says that, a person on your side should take a fast, if he can. He should take a fast. So, Shaila, which other does he fast? When is he from your side, and when does he fast? You could say like this. If he finds the other Stam other, we said before, by Shtoris and the Dharam, so that's Stam other. So maybe you should fast the first other. Or maybe you create a second other, because that's Ikka Kviyas, the Gabigil and Purim. In other words, what do we compare it to? Or maybe the Chumra, we should make the 2 yard sides. It should be both others. Like you find, it says in Shekhanach, when it comes to Hesper and Tainis, it's also Yudal Tezvav, both other. Because Hesper and Tainis, you don't make a Hesper on Yudal Tezvav, other Rishon. And of course, other Shani is Purim. So you don't make a Hesper and Tainis then. So you see the Zinya of two others. So maybe a person on your side should unite both others. So what's the din? Like usual, Rachlaikas. We wear Rachlaikas. Alright, yes. Yes.
Since they were only Mavir, when were they Mavir? Before we had the calendar.
Right, these are Mavir sometime during Adar. Sometimes beginning of Adar, sometimes the end of Adar.
So it was the end of Adar.
Yeah.
End of Adar,
yeah.
They decided at the end of Adar they weren't going to and they didn't read Megillah.
Yeah.
So they lost the opportunity.
What? When?
In other words, you're in Adar, right? And
yeah.
And you're not sure if you're going
to
be Mavir.
No, they used to read the Megillah and they found Adar, they read it again, the second time.
The
That's the Mishnah, huh?
But the same thing by the Yard side.
The Mishnah says if someone read the Megillah, the first Adar, you have to read it again, you have to read it again.
The same thing would be by the Yard side. Because if not, you would miss the Yard side entirely.
Yeah,
so that.
I'm saying before the time, the
institution. And the Chanan, maybe. Okay. All right.
So all right.
Huh?
On what? On Megillah?
On the Megillah. Yeah, if it wasn't a real one, then you have to probably have to make a second one. All right. So in the Paiskim, there are three shittas. The Mechaber says, in Arachayim, Tovkuf Samaches to Zion. This is a Lashon of Mechaber. Kishira Yon Shemesh Le'Yavar Imai, there comes out the day of your side of father and mother, Ba'ada, Ba'ashonim Uberes, Yisana Badash Beis. You should fast the second Adar. And the reason why is because Stam Adar is Adar Sheni. That's what the Mechaber Paskins. And there's a Shulach Sam Sefer in Or Chaim Sim Kuf Samach Gimel. He says the reason is Dafka Nedarim Mishtares the Torah Lashem Neyadam. So Stamad is other Rishon. Aber Etzin Ikir is other Sheni. Another reason, why the second Adar Akduma Puranisa Lamagdimam. Since the Yartza is an Emir of Puranias, so Leila, as ladies, you push it off, the later the better. Okay. 1 second. That's one shita. Jamor argues. Jamor, over there in Tufkaf, in Tufkuf Samach says, Tufkuf Samaches, and says, Zion argues says, your first one fast, should fast the first Adar. And, it's like right Paiskim by Nidorah Mishtar, the Stam Azad Rishon. And the other reason he says, they ma'vim al mitzvah. So Mela, that's why Ika is the first Adar. And Ramah ends off, this is Ramah, V'chein ha-minik l'sanis b'rishon. Then he ends off with Mio, yesh machmirim l'sanis b'shneim. So again, that's the second shita. So the Ika Adar is the first Adar, according to Ramah. But however, he ends off, yesh machmirim l'sanis is fast both, a better person should fast both Adars. The Morgan Avram and Grah, they passed in that l'chumah. So the Ramah ends off, yesh machmir l'sanis b'shneim. The Morgan Avram over there in Sifkan Chav and the Grah over there speaks out, they both speak out and they say that Ladina, a person should fast on both of them. Not l'chumah, like the Ramah says. Ladina, like the Lashon HaMishnah. Ein ben Ada, Rishon, Ada Sheni, El Kriyas HaMegillah, Matanis of Yainim. There's no difference in the Ada Rishon, Ada Sheni, only Kriyas HaMegillah, Matanis of Yainim. But everything else is equal. So a neighbor comes to your side, you mechuy to face both your sides. Both others. Both their times. The Dina, the Mishnebura speaks out, in Sifkan Membez, the son comes to ask you, Shaila, it comes to a Rav and asks you, what should you do? He says, Nachum Laimalai, Shisana Mishneim. She fast both Adars. But if it's hard for him, then it's better to tell me she fast the first Adar. Because that's what it means. Ik is the first Adar. The Chashoran over there in Sifkan, you give him 6 hours. The Pashit, you know, since only Minig Riyama, it's not, the whole year fasting is only Minig Riyama, it's not a din. So Mela, you don't have to fast only the first Adar. So it comes out, the three Shitas. Some say the Iker is the first Adar, some say the Iker is the second Adar, and some say both are Ikrim. Those are the three Shitas in the Paiskim. 1 second. We didn't get to that. This is only the beginning. What? However, yes.
Where's the Chiyuv to Daven? If someone,
interesting, Shaila. I don't want to go into this. Someone is asking you guys. Now, the question is, what could you do? What do you do? Someone has the other side. There's someone that has a new base chaydish. In about the first 1 month, he has the amid. Now someone comes to the other side. What should you do? So there's an interesting track. It's a big machoyah. It's a machoyah between the Geshar Chaim and Ramesha. The Geshar Chaim says you should choose which one you want. What's your minute? You want to do the first side? And then once you choose first side, let's say you choose the first other, then you can push away someone with new base chaydish. Because now it's the other side. You could choose it. Ramesha says he doesn't understand the Geshar Chaim. He doesn't understand Geshar Chaim. What do you choose? And yet it's Chayim Achayim. So you're stuck. You know, as it comes out, you can't push your regular Chayim. Unless he wants to be a nice guy, he wants to give it to you, it's okay. But on Adar, you can't do it.
So,
because when he said, listen, huh? Somebody, huh? He could tell him, listen, I don't like the Gra, I want to have both your sides, both. That much I don't know if he could say. But anyway, that's an interesting machlokes, because I don't go into that. What? You can't, what? Moshe says you can't push him off.
He held proof that it's out of reach.
No, he held no. When it comes to davening for Amin, he can't push away regular chiyuv. That's what he held. Not, that's not. Yeah, you can't. Since it's a suffix, we don't know. So maybe he can't push off someone as a
question.
Even also he can't. You go? Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. You prove me this is the right one.
One of them got it.
He comes to the second one and says, no, the first one was the one. I don't want. I know I'm going to get some flack on this. I don't want to talk about it, but you brought it up. Okay.
My father's Chai Ador.
Huh?
So I was both. There's a chiyuv and shor.
According to Moshe, he was both. But you could do like the Geshe Chaim. Most shoes are not like the Geshe Chaim. You choose one and that's your chiyuv netzer. So if someone asked me Shaila, I would say not like a Moshe. Because all you do is cause machlokes, not kedai. Yes? Huh? First, it's a stock. It's not printed in the Geshe Moshe, it's printed in the Mesoris Moshe. And then it's most people aren't aware of even this stock. The Ikeb Shach people know from a Geshe Chaim. You choose your yard side and that's it. You do it from Chabah, you do it from Amor, and that's it. Huh? Oh, that's something else. We'll get to that. I plan to get this. Give me a chance. Let me first talk about the Ikeb Shach over here.
Yeah. Why the Chavashita,
when we
push it in the second
Adar,
does that make an
Atmi
on the first
yard
site?
No, there's no first yard site. First
Adi,
you mean.
First 12 months, do you want
to
stop his...
No, it has nothing to do with it. 12 months is 12 months. Let's make a difference. 12 months no matter what. You don't... it says court that the Shachem Taz both speak out. That if it's a 12 months, no matter if it's Ibi or not, all you do is keep 12 months in that. If your site is pushed off a month.
The footman? Isn't he the one that made up the
Elsa's curve? No, Fenkin.
Go ahead, actually,
yeah. He doesn't talk about this.
He doesn't know how it's talking about
this. I don't think, at least not in the Lurk, he doesn't discuss it. Right. The big kasha on this is, we see by your side, there's a Lachoykis, the first other, second other. However, by Bar Mitzvah, let's say someone was born in a Shana Pshuta. Which month does he have? Now comes two others. The 13th year comes out with two others. When do you have the Bar Mitzvah? So the Mechaber says in Arachayim, Simen and Hay Siftes. 1 second. Lailam Hukatan Achi Yare Beisaris. He's Siddiq and Allah is Siddiq Katan until it brings Beisaris. Achashi ben Yigimel Yonachas. He has to have both things: Yigimel Shanim and Beis Aris. Shnas Iba Bas Yigimel Chaydish. And if it's a Shnas Iba, then it's 30 months. So the Ramah says right in Sifyut, Umi Shinayla Bada Benasa Bamitzah B'Sharas Iba. Let's say he was born in the Shana Pshuta, and he came by Mitzah in the Shnas Iba, and he Nasa Bamitzah Ad Ad Sheni. You went to Ad Sheni. And the Mishmur speaks out of there in Sifkot Memhei, even though the Mechaber says, in Siftes we just mentioned, that Chodesh Iva is Bechlau, but still I would think Dafke is not a different Chodesh, like Rosh Chodesh Nissan. And Shnasi Gimel, in the 13th year of his Bar Mitzvah, he comes from Beres, he doesn't come Bar Mitzvah until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, but with Zerb Rosh Chodesh Adar, I would think he becomes Bar Mitzvah first Adar. Kamash Lander Amor, that you keep the Adar, that the Adivishin, he doesn't come by Mitzvah, by Shnas Iba, you wait until the second Adar. It's because since you don't need the Megillah to Adivishin, so maybe you need Gimel Shleimim, and you wait till the second Adar. So, in the Sefer Harei Kedem, being down that the Chaim Briske asked the Kasha, the Chaim is the in Ramor. And actually, I also found the Chuvim Be Shleimah, in Ebenezer, Simon and Vav, he asked the Chaim is the Ramor. The Chaim Ramor says himself, because it says, by Purim Katan. Why by Purim Katan? Yeah, it's also Hesvatinus, and also your side, the Ramah Paskins, we mentioned before, you fast the first Adar. So why is Bar Mitzvah? He doesn't come Bar Mitzvah until the second Adar. What's the difference? He doesn't mention Nesef HaRekel Beshleimah Blavit Tzachin. So the Chayy Ramah says himself. In the Harei Kedem brings down the Kashim Chaim Biska, he doesn't bring down Chaim Biska Teretz. I looked in the stencils and the other swan from the print from Chaim Biska, I couldn't find anything. But in the Harei Kedem himself, from Yosha Ben Salvechik, he gives the Teretz like this. A very glad the Teretz. He says like this. There's a chilak between Tainis of Yosha Meis by Aviv, because it's Torah Yom HaMisa. And this year, since the two others, so Mela, the two others are still like Yom HaMisa, since the Boson Adar. So Ramah Paskins, then you fast the first Adar and not the second one. And the Gabbai Purim Katan, since it's Yidal Tezvav, it's also Shneim, also Hesper Tainis. However, by Bar Mitzvah, to make him a Gadol, you have to have Yud Gimel Shanim Gemurah. You have to complete 13 years. Like the Rambam says, in Hilchos Ishus, he quotes the Rambam. Rambam says in Hilchos Ishus, Ha'ibayis Halacha Yud. V'ho, mi ben Yud Gimel Shana, v'yanechad, o'mayla, nikra Gadol. When he's 13 years and a day, he's sitting in Elamayla, he's sitting nikra Gadol, v'nikra Ish. That's the Lashon Rambam. So you see, you have to go completely from Shem Katniss completely to Godless. So if it comes to Adar Rishon, he doesn't go out completely with Katniss. Because he can't say Adar Rishon, he became a Mitzvah Adar Rishon. Because when it comes to Adar Sheni, the Chodesh is Chayzer again, the same Adar, it's another Adar again. So he's still a Katan until again when it comes to his Bar Mitzvah day. So Mela, since he Chayzer the Katnus again, so Mela is next to the Godel until Adar Sheni. In Emerson, there's a Morgan Avram that says even more. My Rav says the Chiddush Gadol. In Nunhei, Sif Katan Yud, the Morgan Avram says that if someone was born in Shonim Uberes, he was born by Ibiyah, and he's born Adar Rishon, and the 13th year of Bar Mitzvah is also Bar Mitzvah. When you make the Bar Mitzvah, Dr. Magaram, you make it Adar Sheni. Adar Sheni says it. You know, because the year is not complete until Adar Sheni. That's what Magaram says. One second, give me a chance. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Mem Gimel argues, and he says in such a case, his vaday, if he's born in a Shanim Uberes, then certainly the 13th year of the Shanim Uberes, certainly his Bar Mitzvah is the first Adar. That's the Mishmur sticks out, and the same thing sticks out in Shulis Sam Seifa. Sam Seifa is in Shulis Erechayim Sim Yidalos, and he says all that Achreinu Agan Amog Avram, and his Bar Mitzvah is the first Adar, and same thing sticks out Erech Hashulchan and Sif Katan Yidalos of the Simnun Hay. However, let me finish. Is it a short question? I don't know.
I don't want to make trouble again, but let's say Mo Lane was worked for some 12 years old and becomes an Omer.
Yeah.
When does he get the Omer? Is it the first other Rishon? So if he becomes Bar Mitzvah, does he get the Omer the first Adar or the second, if that's his Bar Mitzvah in Adar?
When does he get, I understand.
He's 12 and a half.
Yeah.
He becomes an Omer.
Yeah.
So there's no chiyuv for the Omer. He can't have him for the Omer, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, let's say his Bar Mitzvah is an Ador, a regular Ador, days.
Yeah.
Gimel. Okay, now he's Bar Mitzvah.
Yeah.
And let's say there's somebody else who has an Omer. So when is the chiyuv for the Omer? The first, the child has a chiyuv on the first or the second Ador? He's an Omer and he's Bar Mitzvah.
Being for Gabbai is davening for
tefillah. Right.
He has to wait till the second Adar. He's not tefillah Yud Gimel until the end of the second Adar. That's the Gimel. I said you're asking a different question, which is even it's a big machlokes in the Paiskim. A different shaila. The halacha is ain't avails for katan. A katan, there's no avails for katan. Till he's 13 years old, there's no din of Yud Beis Chodesh. What happens if it came, like you see your case, at 12 when he 12 years old, it became avail. No avails. Now he comes on mitzvah. Do you say since he was part of the garment, so now after Bar Mitzvah continues or not? That's a different. Does he have to start? Not a whole year for sure not, but at least the continuation to the end of the year. Does he? Now all that long he can't listen to music until Bar Mitzvah goes to music. Now it's Tech Shana. Is it also using that? It's a whole machlokes Chachma Sodom and different Paiskim. I don't go into that.
Could it be the Ramah holds like the Tumim, that when it comes to being Bar Mitzvah, it's like a legal year? For a legal year, you have to...
Why is it a legal year?
Well, you're not 13 until you're
13.
You're full-fledged
13.
That's a
you're
legal
talking about Storrs.
Right,
same
idea.
Like Storrs. Yeah. Legal. Talacha legal year. Talacha legal. Yeah. Maybe. All right.
So, Mike, if I endure it, what do we do?
Huh? We try by Yotzei. We tell them Dika is the first one, and there should be Machmas the second one. Dika is the first one. You know, as you can daven for the Amid, the first Ada, and second Ada, you can't push away someone else.
And the first one you could.
The first one you could, yeah. Not like a Moshe.
Did you
say Kaddish both? Yes, it's Kaddish both, yeah. And he brings also cake and cookies, whatever he brings is also both. Okay. Huh? Yeah, but I said the minig is like Gesher Chaim. Gesher says you choose, but we hold Ikka is the first Ada, like Yom Kippur. The guy, yeah. We all think it's the first one. If they come, I mentioned Mishbu says, they come ask us, we tell them it's the first one. That's what Mishbu says. I mentioned Mishbu before. Okay. What?
My birthday is the second one.
Birthday is second one, right, yeah.
First day,
which is Lamed. Lam Shvat.
And 13 years later, the Ibiya.
Yeah. That's the whole shmuz. That's not for today. The whole shmuz. The whole machloek is about that. Okay? Alright. Let's go back. We mentioned there are three shitas: Mechaber Amor, and the Mogavam, and the Gra. We mentioned that the Mogavam and Gra held that by Yartzeit, you should have to face Medina, not Lachuma, both others, but also Medina you have to face, not Lachuma. So the Mefarshim asked the Kasha, that Lachuma I can understand. Since it's a Machlokes, so Mela we Machlok both days. But how is Shaykh to say, Ledini Yechai B'Shneim? You don't find a sheet that says Yechai B'Shneim. Where is it? What's the sword to say Yechai B'Shneim? It's either or, one or the other. But where do you get to say that Yechai B'Shneim, which is a shtaka kasha? So, I saw some Achreinim once said shot like this. And it came like we mentioned before from Yashu Beth Salvation, from Hare Kedem, that the Mogan Rom and the Gur both hold that Beis Kache Oda Aksida Chadish Oda. Have a shame Oda on it. They're both Din Oda. They have a shame Oda on it. And they hold Remnus and Purim, Mikka Din should be twice Purim. Purim should have been the first Ada and the second Ada. Yeah. But since there's a Yafusa from a Pasek, V'chol Shana V'shana, so Mela, that Yafusa takes it out. That you only convey only one of them. And so Mela is Machlokes HaKasha Gemara, if it's Ada Rishon, Ada Sheni. But Mikka Din, it's that both Adas have a Ikka, have a Chir Mikka Din, has a Shem Ada on it. So Mela, it's not Stam Achumra. It's Mikka, that's what the growing holds. That Mikka Din, Yechayim on both of them. So with this you can understand also why the Shulchan Aruch says by both Chachi Oda Yom Yedalad and Yom Tezvav you says so I miss me behind but I sign us behind Bishlam to be Machlo Baal Bosanetim, you understand that, but the Kula to say you can make it to Yontav, you don't say Tachni, you make it to Yontav, where can you say such a thing? But according to the Vilna Gaon it comes out makes a lot of sense, because since I have a Shem Ada on it, so maybe even though it's not Mamish Purim, it's still Tzir Purim Katan. So Mela, since it's a Tzir Shreim, a Chodesh Adar, so Mela, my other vision, you don't fast and you're not mastered, and you're down in Tazvar. And if you look in the Gra, in Tav Kuf Samaches, in Sezayin, the Vice is called like that. That's the reason. He says you shouldn't be fast on Tazvar because it's Shem Adar on it. So once I have Shem Adar on it, so Mela, you're down in Tazvar, other vision, also, you don't have to, you don't fast then. And then, let me just finish one last thing, I'll take questions then. According to this, you can understand, like this is also Mashma from the Chamed Moshe. The Shah Tzion in Tofesh Tzadik Zion, being Zion of Chamed Moshe. The Mishnah speaks out that everyone holds that the first Adar, you don't say Al Nisim, Badarishan. Since you don't need to make sure of them. But if you said it by mistake, a marzim I say. So Shaatim brings down the reason from Moshe that Medina Shavili should have been, Purim should have been the first Ada. Like the Vice in the Paiskim. Now the reason why we push it off, because in Samach Gula Gula. So remember, that since Vice has a shame Ada. So once it's a shame Ada, so So Savaitis, he holds also like the girl, and Shemad is similar, all the halachas apply for both others. Now you have a question?
Did the girl therefore hold that there's an Indian being martyred as a student?
Yeah, we'll get that in a minute. I'll get that in a minute. 1 second, I'll get that in a minute.
We get two times after the seal, friend?
Huh?
You get two times after the seal, friend?
No. No. You could have had, but no. Time says it's totally in Purim. So once Purim is only the second Adas, so time says it's also in Purim. Because it's totally in Purim. Okay. We'll get to it in a minute, okay? I think I have it written down about it, okay? Alright. Everyone knows the Gemara, the Kler Shaila, the Achreinim. The Gemara in Chinese, the Chavtesh says, Shenichnis Av and Maitim Mesimcha. So, Kach Shenichnis Ada, Mavna Mesimcha. What about the first Ada? That just says, Yamavna Mesimcha. Is that both Adas? The second Adah, the first Adah, what is it? It's also the first Adah. If Ika is Purim, is the second Adah, what about the first Adah? Are you mad with Simcha not? So I saw a Shuv in Yairitz. Yairitz is in Shalshuz Yairitz, Chelebeisim, Peches. He says, the Dinam Nichus Adah, Mad with Simcha, is only Adah Shani. And the same thing speaks out, the Shuv in Me'ava, in Chelebeisim, Shinalov. He says, that's only the second Adah. However, According to the Gra, and according to the Moravam, we mentioned Medina, that there has a Chachi Adah, that it's a shame Adah on it. So Chaya, according to them, even Adavishan also should come out, it should be Mavah B'Simcha. And Emerson have a Shtikolaya. A Shtikolaya from Chsam Seifa. Chsam Seifa writes like this. It's a Chuvah in Chashi Mishpat. He has a whole Chuvah in the Gaya Chashi Mishpat. But he ends off like this. He says, this, I'm quoting. He signs off Echad on the Simcha of the Tshuva. In Chashim Mishpat, then the Simchav. Say Simchav. He signs off, today is Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Shemavim by Simcha, Vaseder Shechati B'Samcha. Shanti B'Samcha. So he ends off. He sees Mav and Simcha. He's talking about Adar Rishon. He says clearly it's Adar Rishon. Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, Shemavim by Simcha. The Seder Shchanti B'Saychem. That's the Pasha of Pasha Shuma. Okay? Huh? The Litva claimed the Chsam Seif is theirs and the Chsim claimed it's theirs. Everyone claims it.
The Litva doesn't bring any
Simcha for nobody. Right. I'll tell you an interesting story. When I used to go with my visits to Moshe, so I don't know if anyone here remember, there was a whole tumult that time, just going back at least 30 years ago, the whole tumult of Devik and the Tefillin. That they made a lot of pairs of Tefillin with, they filled it up with Devik.
Blue.
With glue. They filled it up with glue. The Shire of Tefillin were Kashanat. There was a whole tumult in Israel, America, the Gaya, over 60,000 pairs of Tefillin. So I remember at that time I went to see Ramosha. So, Rabbi Yossel Scheinberger from the Eda Charedis went to ask Ramosha what he held about it. So Ramosha didn't give up sock then. When he came out of Ramosha, I was supposed to go into Ramosha soon afterwards to speak to Ramosha as my own shaylos. So I asked him, what did he answer? Ramosha said, he told me about the Devik, but he asked him, we happen to be other than. So he asked Ramosha, how come the Gemara says in Tainis, that Shnichs Av Masucha, how come the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring it down? How come Rambam should not bring it down? So Moshe starts, it's Taka, it's Akasha. He looks around a little bit, he says, Vaisers, the Rambam Gehalt and Dazan Ganti of the Simcha. Not after. Huh? Jamot says, the end of race, Tophesh, Tzadik Zion, the Ramos says like this, Yesh Oymen, Shechai v'hav v'simcha, Shechai v'hav v'simcha, v'simcha, v'yudav v'oda v'ishen, v'inoygen kein. Nikomokon yav v'tzash, v'sudek v'atesteh machmiyam. Zimah v'lubit. So that's the Ramos Shittosai, that he holds the Ika, then she machen both adorim. However, according to Magaram that we mentioned, come on, Mika Din, the person should have a regular suda then. And essentially, if you look in the Vaisas from that, in the Biagra, Vaisas he holds like that also in that place. We say this is Adah Chayavim, Mashmois is going on both Adorim. So Melim Chayav to Mada Suda and both others. I was asked a question. It says that Yamad Suda. What did Mr. Rabbi Mamsansky ask this question? He asked me, it says Mad Simcha. What does that mean? I can understand Vishlam Khadishov, I can understand. It says Maidim Simcha, so you might Masa Matum, you might in Binyan. So but how shaykh, what was Yamad Simcha? What's mean Mad Simcha? It means you do more business, you build more buildings on in Adar, what should you do? So I saw it, there's a Daki Tshuva. The Daki Tshuva in Kufa in Tes, Sifkat Nitches. It says, normally in the minig, many people are knowing not to make a chasana at the end of the month. You don't make a chasana at the end of the month. However, sometimes you do. And one of them is, Dr. Daki Tshuva, one of the times you can make a chasana and the other, you lost him in Chadah because it's Yimei Nisan and Yimei Otan. So it could be that's the reason because you're Ma'adam B'Simcha. So maybe you can have a chasid under the Matavada. I saw in the Tshuvah Sam Seifer, not Tshuvah, Sam Seifer in Droshes, in Chedek Aleph, Daf Kuf Lama Dalet. He says, was you Ma'adam B'Simcha? Ain't Simcha or Simcha Zatera. Means you should learn more. That's the year you learn, you should be amongst this land of learning. That's what the Chassam Sefer says. The Sfasemen says, I couldn't find anyone discuss it. All I found was Chassidus Rambam. So, the Sfasemen says in the Kutim, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, he says, it's a Simcha of Nedivis. You should be mad about Tzedaka. So he didn't have interesting, I saw an interesting story. I think I don't like the story. A Yid came over to the Beis Yisrael. Yid came over to the Beis Yisrael and he says, Baruch Hashem. He came, Baruch Hashem, I have everything, come out everything. And Baruch Hashem, Panosah is very great. The Achava, I made Panosah. Baruch Hashem, the Baruch Hashem benched me with boys, with a lot of children, boys, sons and daughters. The only thing is missing to me is Simchas Achayim. Some of them, I'm not happy. I'm not a happy person. So, he's known as a real, good Reinzog and real sharp. He says, the Pasuk says, like this, Sesachti Saki Sazenya Simcha. He said, open up your pockets, give tzedakah, and maybe you'll be the Simcha then. That's shot in the Pasuk. Sesachti Saki Sazenya Simcha. Every day in Dami. Sesachti Saki Sazenya Simcha. If you want to be the Simcha, she give it tzedakah. So that's what says, Mishnichu Sa'abba Simcha. According to Daki Tshuva means you can make a chasana then. According to Chassam Sefer means you should learn more Torah. And according to Sfasemen, you should give more tzedakah. You had a question. What was the question I said? Oh, I, good question. I forgot to mark it down. What happens by putting out tefillin? There's a tshuva in Beis Shleima. Beis Shleima says in tshuva, I don't know why I didn't have it. I thought I wrote it down. There's a tshuva in Beis Shleima. Beis Shleima says that you should, that since the Ashit is all the first, we pass the second out, it's Bar Mitzvah. But since it's Marash HaLevi, there's a true Marash HaLevi holds the Bar Mitzvah should be the first out. We don't pass them like the Marash HaLevi. So it says to be Yaitz Marash HaLevi, you should put on tefillin at the Bar Mitzvah in the first Adah. That's what the Beshleima said Paskin. However, the Sefer Shulchan Malachim means down, the minig is not like the Beshleima, whatever your minig is, 30 days, 2 weeks, whatever it is, you don't do it because the first Adah, you do it at the minig before Bar Mitzvah, but not because of the Marash HaLevi. Any other questions?
30 days before the Adah.
Yeah. Whatever it is, minig is. All right, we'll stop here.